At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hope you had a great weekend, everybody. It was week zero in college football. We'll recap some of the action there. And Nebraska loses another one-score game in Dublin, losing to Northwestern. We'll get to phone calls as we always do. Best and worst of the weekend. What you saw that you liked, you didn't like. Stat of the day brought to you as always by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. You can dial us up 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DP Show. Rory McIlroy wins the FedEx Cup and the LIV Tour, adding more golfers. As I told you, I was given a heads up last week. Probably going to be close to 7 golfers joining the LIV Tour. Not necessarily big names. I don't know how they're squeezing them all in because it felt like it was a limited field. There's no cuts, and you're playing 54 holes. But I know the Cam Smith was the big headliner there. But after the FedEx Cup, I was told that there was not going to be a mass exodus, but there was going to be probably 5 to 7 golfers joining. PGA Tour is doing the best it can to defend itself against the LIV Tour. And yesterday, that's the best defense. Rory McIlroy, this was the summer of Rory McIlroy. We may look back in 5 years and go, boy, that's when Rory became the face of the PGA Tour. And he walked the walk, talked the talk, but beat number one player in the world, Scottie Scheffler, took $18 million home in the first place prize. I will say I thought that NBC and Peacock wanted to remind you maybe a little too often of how much money that they're going to make, because it feels like now it's all about how much money you make or you're not making with the LIV Tour and PGA Tour. But the LIV Tour can offer the most money here, but it still comes down to, does the golf matter to me? I may miss out on seeing Brooks Koepka or Bryson DeChambeau, but I still want to see great golf when it means something. And you had that yesterday. Just from an entertainment and a competitive stance and view, I want to see great players. And this is what's going to happen. Okay, Brooks Koepka's on the LIV Tour, gone but not forgotten. Bryson DeChambeau, Dustin Johnson. But the PGA Tour is almost like ESPN. They can make a name out of somebody that you didn't think would be a name because they're on ESPN. they all of a sudden you're like, wow, you get credibility. And this is what is happening on the PGA Tour. You'll just create new players. That's what's going to happen. Now, Scottie Scheffler is not exciting, but he's a great player. Rory going back and forth down the stretch. You know, Xander Schauffele. All right, may not be a big name. May not even know his personality. Or Colin Morikawa. I mean, but you're going to have moments where you're going to create names. You'll create the next Brooks Koepka or Bryson DeChambeau or Dustin Johnson. And it may not happen now, but if you can keep the talent you have and then attract more talent to want to stay, you know, because the LIV Tour, I don't even know where it lives anymore. And if you're saying, hey, the LIV Tour's got a tournament in Boston this weekend, I'm watching college football. First of all, I can't find you. Second of all, I have to try to find you when I got football right in front of me. Maybe it all works out. Who knows? I'm a traditionalist. I love what the PGA Tour is. I do find it interesting that the PGA Tour all of a sudden found all this money. Where's that money been going, Commissioner? But hey, we're going to create all of this. Okay, great. I think the LIV Tour's legacy might be that made the PGA Tour better in the long run. Because if I go back to the ABA made the NBA better. The USFL made the NFL better. And even the new XFL with some of, you know, the inventions that they had, you know, that helped the NFL as well. And maybe that's what the LIV Tour, that's what its legacy is going to be. But here is Rory McIlroy talking about, he's interviewed by Mike Tirico, had this to say about winning yesterday.
How satisfying is it for you to stand here at the end of the season and win this year's FedEx Cup?
It means an awful lot. I believe in the game of golf. I believe in this tour in particular. I believe on the players, and you know, I believe in the players on this tour. It's the greatest place in the world to play golf, bar none.
All right. Can we go back? Just listen to Tirico say the word "this."
How satisfying is it for you to stand here at the end of the season and win this year's FedEx Cup?
There you go. This year.
This year's.
Yeah. Not last year.
This year.
The other two times that you've won it, this year. We might lead the witness a little bit. Harold Varner Jr. III is going to go to the LIV Tour. Cameron Tringale.
That's it. That's it for me. We lost Tringale.
Joaquin Niemann is a really good player. Mito Pereira is a good player. All right. So Mark Leishman, yeah, you're losing some players. I was told there was going to be seven. So if I do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I guess my source was good on that. There's going to be seven going to the LIV Tour. All righty. We'll come up with a poll question. That's Seton's job. Poll question, play of the day, stat of the day. We say good morning to those watching on Peacock. Thank you for downloading the app and watching us and joining us every morning. Also, those on Chat Row. Tyler is your moderator and your operator standing by. We say good morning to our radio affiliates, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and nearly 400 radio affiliates around the country. Seton O'Connor, poll question to start us off on this Monday is?
Man, I think we start right there. Who are you most disappointed to lose to the LIV Tour, huh?
No.
No, okay. No. No, never mind. We have another snarky one here. Okay. Guess who sent this poll question in?
All right.
The least relevant thing from the 80s, Blockbuster, MTV, Nebraska football.
What the heck just happened?
Who do you think sent that one in?
Paulie.
No, it was Marvin. Yes, it was Paulie.
Yeah, Paul.
I like Nebraska football. I wish they were great. I enjoyed it as a child.
Oh, here we go.
But when I was a kid, if you told me that Nebraska would get run over by Northwestern football, I would have bet on anything else to have in my lifetime. So Blockbuster is pretty much dead. I think there's one left. The MTV has like a channel, the MTV Awards. Hey. And then Nebraska football on national TV.
But there's no music on MTV, right?
I don't know. You're asking the wrong guy.
Yeah, that's not really our demo anymore.
No, it's not.
Gotta admit, that's not really.
Even the Video Music Awards last night I watched. And I'd like to think I'm up on music. And they had videos there. They had Snoop and Eminem in a video. And they're smoking blunts, and you know, I'm like, okay, come on.
Nicki Minaj gives a transcendent performance.
Yes, it's like, what?
But these are three monstrous brands from the 80s, yes, early 90s, yeah, that are... Ugh.
Yeah. Yeah, more of you were going to say.
If you want to catch up on tons of ridiculousness episodes, that's what MTV plays.
Oh. Ridiculousness is...
And maybe Jersey Shore reruns.
Okay.
But
okay,
music videos, no. And last night, me and my wife were both like, who are these folks?
Yeah.
What's K-pop? That's how I felt so old.
Well, I know K-pop. I'm okay with K-pop. I get it. Jack Harlow with Fergie, and I went, okay, I don't know. So I, you know, Taylor Swift, and so I try to watch just, I don't know, out of amusement, see what's there, something I know or don't know. But for the most part, you know, VMAs, I don't know. I didn't even know we had videos anymore. Do we have videos anymore?
Uh-huh.
What used to be you had to have a video. If you had a hit, you got to do a video. And then I don't know what happened after that. Yes, Paul.
With Nebraska football, they hired Scott Frost. It seemed like the right move. He was at UCF. He crushed it there.
Yes.
He's a former guy there. Everything seemed right.
Yeah.
I don't know why they've just become bland. Not even awful, just bland.
Well, you know, they've made a habit of losing close games, and that usually comes down to coaching. You know, when it's weird, you can go, oh, you got blown out. We don't look at that and go, well, that's coaching. That's recruiting. But when you lose a one-possession game again, and they were a better team than Northwestern. They were up 28-7. All of a sudden, there's an onside kick, and I went, wait, why? Wait. And plus, here's the other thing. If this was the normal Nebraska-Northwestern game and it wasn't week zero, that would have been at noon. Nobody would have watched it. Well, they might have. But this is one of those games where you're like, nothing else to watch. Oh, okay, Northwestern, Nebraska, they're giving free beer in Dublin. Sure, I'll watch. Like the Nebraska or Northwestern helmets had a little nod to the Irish flag there. I like that. But this is where it stands out, and you're going, oh, Nebraska. Going to be a long year, again, with Scott Frost. And this was, hey, Scott Frost, Central Florida. Man, he's done an unbelievable job. Come on back. Help your alma mater. And went back. Hasn't helped his alma mater. Yeah, Paul.
I wish for the Dublin game every year, they would have Irish broadcasters who know just a little about college football, like the head coach, Patty Fitzpatrick, you know, they start calling Patty with a timeout.
Well, if you got Patrick Harrington to do it, where you say, and the ball is on the 30-yard yard line.
Yeah, 3rd-and-7.
Corn Huskers. They're husking corn.
3rd-down.
3rd-and-10.
Wait, he just said turd. No, turd.
Get a couple true Irishmen in there calling the game. That'd be good TV.
Remember when we had Rory McIlroy on, and I thought maybe that I forgot that maybe he would have some words that he would pronounce like Patrick Harrington. They're from a completely different part of Ireland. Mm. And I said to Rory, I said, hey, can you say, how would you say 33rd? He goes, 33rd.
33rd.
And I go, oh. He goes, no, I don't do turd. I go, ah.
I think you had a point there, though. I think he cleaned it up for you. Listen to the cut of Rory McIlroy. He doesn't say PJ Tour. He says Tur.
Okay.
How satisfying is it for you to stand here at the end of the season and win this year's FedEx Cup?
It means an awful lot. I believe in the game of golf. I believe in this tour in particular. I believe on the players.
Okay.
And, you know, I believe in the players.
Close to turd with the tour. Yes, Seton.
Like David Faraday doesn't say as well. He says as well. He ends his things.
Good.
They sort of end on a high note.
As well.
As well.
Turkey turd.
There's an H somewhere in there.
This program is brought to you by Discover. You can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. And I mean, that's amazing, right? Learn more. Discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. All right, what's the poll question we got? Are we going to go with the... Wow, we skewing older, negative, what?
I can't skew that negative, not to Nebraska. I just can't. I'm sorry. But here's one that's completely out of nowhere and just for clicks.
Okay.
And not something that we've been talking about at all. But who's going to win the NFC East? Cowboys, Giants, Eagles, Commanders.
Okay. Well, shouldn't it just be Cowboys, Eagles?
Yes. I was trying to be fair to the other.
Well, you might get James in Virginia is going to.
We are Commanders.
Yeah, even he won't take the Commanders.
I don't know if they have one for the Commanders yet.
Yeah.
Do they have one of those sayings?
No.
Then we could also go with, here's another one just clicks, and just to talk about Tom Brady. Who's winning the NFC South? Panthers, Falcons, Saints.
All right, I'm going to play the Brady sound. Because I'm going to say something about Tom Brady that I probably never thought I would ever say. I have that for you when we come back. Phone calls, best and worst of the weekend, always welcome. Back after this, Dan Patrick Show. There's always something to tell you about when I'm talking about LifeLock. Now, LifeLock is great because that's what they do. Lock up your life to make sure somebody else can't fish you, scam you. There's so much that goes on right now. And if you get fake messages, block the sender. Now, there's phishing, and then there's smishing. Scammers send you an enticing or alarming smishing message that that they hope you'll apply. I got one they sent to me the other day, and it's about bank account information, social security numbers, credit cards, and then you just block it. But if somebody, you know, clicks on that, good luck. LifeLock detects alerts that you might miss on your own. And if you do become a victim of identity theft, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. Help protect what's yours with LifeLock. Right now, save up to 25% off your first year. Promo code Patrick, 1-800-LIFELOCK, LifeLock.com, promo code Patrick for 25% off. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip? But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and finally it's time for the real season. It's postseason time. Playoff action. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with some same-game parlays, live betting, odds boost, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the code DPSHOW. New customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DPSHOW. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21-plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This award-nominated program brought to you by Mercedes. The family takes turns turning heads, brains, beauty, and athleticism, and all they need now for you is to drive them off the lot. You got to pay for it first. Mercedes-Benz, family of SUVs, a family of unrivaled vehicles waiting at your local dealership. Preseason football, it's all over. Who was good in the preseason? Because sometimes when you have a team that you think is going to be good and they don't play well in the preseason, you're not alarmed. And then when you have a team that's not very good and then they play well, and then you say, well, it's just the preseason. So sometimes we use the end results, you know, for whatever argument we have. Where you're like, oh, man, the Bears look good. Yeah, but they're not any good. Preseason doesn't matter. But they're 3-0. Justin Fields. It feels good.
Oh, okay.
Okay. No, it's bad. Here are the teams, best teams in the preseason, outscoring the opposition. Raiders, plus 41. Dolphins, plus 38. Texans, plus 25. Bears, plus 22. Worst being outscored, Jaguars, minus 44. Chargers minus 38, Eagles minus 40, Buccaneers minus 29. Because that's one of those where you lump them all together and you go, wait, we're in with the Jags? Yeah, the Chargers, Eagles, and Buccaneers, you expect them to make the playoffs. The Jags, you don't. Dolphins, Raiders, I guess you're going to look at them and say, all right, playoff teams, Texans, Bears, not. You start to look at what the Raiders did or didn't do when it comes to draft picks. And while they did do pretty well, Mike Mayock with Hunter Renfro, Max Crosby, man, their first-round picks are bad. And that's really what has been to the detriment of this organization. When you start to think about who they've drafted and then you know, those players haven't stuck with him. And that's why Mike Mayock is not the GM anymore. They whiffed on first-round draft picks. But as far as the Raiders go, we expect them to be in contention coming up this season. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle is @DPSHOW. Now, here's some first-round picks here. Alex Leatherwood, he has not played well at all. Now he's losing his starting job. And there were people who were critical of that pick when he was taken in the first round. Cleveland Farrell, Damon Arnett, Henry Ruggs. So that's 4th overall, 12th overall, 19th overall, 17th overall with Mike Mayock. Now you have Hunter Renfro, they got 149th pick, and he's a good wide receiver. Max Crosby, the 106th pick overall. But the early picks, that's where, as a GM, that's when you lose your job. Yes, Paulie?
I went back and looked at them, and all three of those, Ruggs, Leatherwood, even Arnett, and Cleveland Farrell, at the time, during the draft, on draft day, people said they took them way too early. Yeah. Not that they weren't necessarily good players, but that they didn't have value at that point in the draft. falling in love. They said Mike Mayock is falling in love with certain players. That's what guys like Mel Kiper were saying on draft day.
All right, Tom Brady met with the media. I think that this was a surprise because he played and then after the game met with the media, so both were surprises to me. But Brady is sort of letting you behind the curtain. Now, I've been told sort of what could be what's going on with Tom Brady, why he was gone. But once again, I do want to be fair to Brady that, you know, if he gets around to talking about this, what's going on in his life, that's up to him. But I was told this, not in confidence, but I said, you know, I that's not what I want to do. You know, if Tom wants to talk about what's going on in his life, good or bad, you know, that's up to him. But Brady, this is the first time I don't know if you can say I felt sorry for Tom, but I don't know. I don't even know the emotion. Like, I heard it and I just went, dang. Like, that's not scripted. That felt like this was real. And a lot of times you can tell, and as many years as I've been doing this and the interviews that I've done, sometimes you can tell when somebody's being real and when somebody isn't. Here's Tom Brady talking about what he's been going through.
It's all personal. You know, everyone's got different situations they're dealing with, so we all have really unique challenges to our life. And, you know, I'm 45 years old, man. There's a lot of shit going on. So, you know, you just got to try to figure out life the best you can. And, you know, it's a continuous process.
There was uncomfortable laughter there, and it wasn't Brady. Like, the media is like, wait. Oh, being serious. Because we look at Tom Brady. He's got everything, right? Right? He's the quarterback who got the cheerleader. And it turns out to be the head cheerleader of the world. And he's the quarterback of the world. He doesn't have any problems. He's got money. He's got fame. He's the GOAT. He's got children. He's got it all. And then when you realize he's going to go through certain things that we can relate to, maybe not to the scale, but Tom Brady sounded human. Play it again, Marv.
It's all personal. You know, everyone's got different situations they're dealing with, so we all have really unique challenges to our life. And, you know, I'm 45 years old, man. There's a lot of shit going on. So, you know, you just got to try to figure out life the best you can. And, you know, it's a continuous process.
And I don't know if maybe he got to the point where you realize maybe I shouldn't have come back. I don't know if he's there. Because I wondered, are you all in? And I'll go back to the question I asked him a few months ago when I had the opportunity to ask him. And I asked him about family and that tug of war. Because he's 5 years younger than where I was when I realized ESPN was not the most important thing in my life. And it only took me 18 years to realize that. So sort of a similar time frame of maybe it's time to come home and not be traveling. But he did go home for a month and then he retired and then unretired. And then I just wonder, like at some point, the stress that puts on a family, you know, your legacy, you want to play football, you don't want to play football, I need to play football. You know, we talk about addictions here. We talk about, and I've talked about this before, where there's all kinds of types of addiction. Like I'm addicted to this and being competitive and wanting it to be great every single day. But when it's not chemical, then people have a hard time understanding that. They're like, well, how long are you going to do it? And I go, I don't know. Like, I don't want to find out what it's like to not do it. And I wonder if Tom Brady goes through that where it's like, this is what I do. But he doesn't have to do it anymore. It's not like, I want to stay and win one more Super Bowl. Now I'm going to hold on for dear life. And I've watched players do this to win a championship. You know, Charles Barkley always comes to mind. You know, Stockton Malone, can we do it one more time? Malone goes to the Lakers. You know, Charles goes to Houston. Like, can I win a championship here? But Brady played at such a high level last year. Ben Roethlisberger can leave the game because he has to leave the game. They didn't want him to stay. But his place is cemented. He's a Hall of Famer. But I think he realized, I'm not what I want to be. And then you have guys like Aikman and Steve Young who had to retire. John Elway. I won a Super Bowl, I'm done. I don't think he wanted to. But it made me, and maybe I was sad for Tom. Because in my small little world, I can understand, I was so afraid to leave ESPN. Because I thought, God, that's my identity. What am I going to do? What if I fail? What if I go home and I don't want to be home? Like, all of those things kind of hit you and you're like, who the hell am I? And here's Tom, who has everything. But does he have everything? And is he addicted to football? And the role your family plays? The role, you know, because I would think, oh, everything's good. Hey, I see my kids. And then my wife said, you need to be at home. Yeah, I'm at home. But are you really at home? And I could hear that when Tom gave me an answer, when I talked about the tug of war you have with your family. And then he kind of joked about it. He goes, well, I don't know if they want to see me at home. I would make the same response. I'd give you the same response. And you know what? I was covering my ass. I was trying to fool myself. And maybe that's what Tom is doing. Maybe. When you go home, you got to go home. But when he goes home, you got to be dad. You can't be the GOAT. You can't be international celebrity. You know, Giselle has to go home and be mom, not the most famous model in the world. It's not like they have a runway in the backyard and Giselle goes, I'm going to be back. I got to go out and walk the runway. But I'm trying to make sense of the story and understand, man, you're in a delicate situation here. Because at 45, now it's the rest of your life. And what has led up to that gives you, you're on scholarship the rest of your life. But you got to make sure everybody understands, including Tom Brady, what is the rest of my life? Who is the rest of my life with? What is my what is my place now? And he's going to search for that. Now, he's going to work for Fox. But then once again, how dedicated, all in, you know, preparing for a broadcast. Like, you can't turn it off. I prepare for this the way I did SportsCenter. You just can't cheat people. You got to prepare the same way. Tom will prepare the same way for two opponents when he does the Fox broadcast. And then they're going to ask him to be on certain shows. I mean, this is all-encompassing. And part of the reason why I was glad that I don't do Football Night in America was I was working 6 days a week. And you're thinking, I can't give up that job. It's Football Night in America. And then I realized I don't need it. Loved it. Loved the people. I didn't need it. So then you have to start shedding jobs. And Tom's going to be a businessman. He's already a businessman. But I felt sorry for him. Because you might put yourself in a position where you don't know how you got into that situation. And it's one of those where you're not laughing when he gives you that answer. It's just like, all right, I'll tell you a little bit here. But, man, that what you take for granted is what is pulled out from underneath you. That's what happens first. It's like, no, everything's good. Wait a second. And then it's a reality check, and then you wonder, how did we get to this point? Because that's what it was for me. I sat on my front porch, and I got home, and I was there with the dog, and no one was at home. And it hit me. I've been fooling myself. Everything's great. I got a great job. I work at SportsCenter. Make good money. Then you get home, and you go, those are the people who have reality. Like, you, all of a sudden you're sitting on front porch with your dog and you're going, Lou, how the hell did I get here? And he's looking at me like, who are you? We haven't seen you. And Lou's not a big SportsCenter fan. Rest his soul. Yeah, Paul.
Based off that and the line you're going down here, I also wonder if Tom is a little bit addicted to the experiment that is himself with TB12. And remember 6 years ago when he said, I would consider playing a 45, and mm-hmm. people laughed. And, mm-hmm. and the TB12 method, he said, I'm more pliable. And we laughed about that and said, no, it can't happen. We're here now. He threw 43 touchdowns last year. I wonder if that's part of it too, this almost like health experiment that is Tom Brady that is not tailing off at age 45. And he's like, how far can I push this? I didn't tail off. I'm not Ben Roethlisberger. And that's part of the experiment addiction.
Yes, he.
But even if just, again, following sort of your lead here, you have to wonder how much trouble is worth 1 year of football. Maybe 2 years of football versus an entire lifetime?
Yeah.
If that's the case, then you need to get a grip.
But I don't know if you can.
Of course you can.
Well, it's easy to be told to get a grip.
Time is going to force him to get a grip.
I'm telling you, I know from personal experience. Get a grip, understand the magnitude. I didn't want to give up ESPN.
But the difference is that you could have stayed at ESPN for the next 20 years and done the exact same thing, and it would have been, okay, no problem. The league is going to push him out, mm-hmm. and then he's going to have to go home again.
Oh, management might have pushed me out at ESPN.
Yeah, okay, well, management, but your skills weren't going to push
you
out.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
I think that's the difference. Do I want to do this for the next 20 years, or how important is the next 2 years?
Yeah.
Because that's all I got.
Because at some point, I always go back to when Giselle went on the CBS Morning News, that CBS morning show. And I don't know how long ago. Was that 5 years ago? And she started talking about all the concussions that he'd had. And I went, oh, boy. Because that's where it starts. It starts with the head of the household. So that's 2017, Paulie?
Yep.
5 years ago?
5 years and 3 months ago.
Yeah, man. But I did. I felt sorry. And I, you know, I'm probably sharing more about my life, but it just hit me. I'm trying to make sense of this. And most of our athletes go because they have to go. They're told to go. They tell themselves, or the team tells them. The opposition. Tom took 10 days off from the preseason. And while that's may not seem like a big deal for Tom, it is a big deal for Tom because he's a grinder. He's there every day. He loves that. But Tom had this to say.
I feel good.
What did it mean for you?
I played football for a long time, so I'm pretty good at it. It doesn't take long for me to remember how to play it.
Yeah, as a football player, no worries. 10 days off. But you know what? 10 days off could mean a whole lot for the rest of your life. We'll take a break. Got our play of the day coming up next. We'll get to your phone calls, best and worst of the weekend. Back after this. Had a busy weekend, family stuff, and I just kept staring at my clubs, my golf clubs. Had a friend come over, family thing. He says, hey, you want to play some golf? I said, can't, family. I said, okay, I'm going to go play golf. Once again, just went out to the garage and stared at my clubs. The Rogue ST Fairway Woods, up to 10 yards longer, game-changing technology. They were ready for me, but I wasn't ready for them. The AI-designed Jailbreak ST technology, Batwing technology. I know. I don't know what it means either. I just know you put the club in your hand and you hit it, and it goes further than any of the Fairway Woods they've ever had. They have the Max, they have the Max D, and they have the Max LS, Callaway's lowest spinning model. Neutral ball flight, compact shape. Better players prefer that one. Know their Fairway Woods maximize the speed and forgiveness like Rogue ST. Go Rogue. Find your Rogue ST Fairway Woods today at CallawayGolf.com/GoRogue. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of the Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Nature and more. Listen to the Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh my God!
The play, of the day.
Leonard, oh my God!
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Zaleski to throw. Now going to the end zone for Navarro. Touchdown! Donnie Navarro reaching high for that ball, climb the ladder. Second touchdown pass today for Ryan Helensky.
Courtesy of Learfield Sports. Northwestern hands Nebraska its 12th straight one-score loss. Big Ten's longest such streak since 2013. That's your play of the day. Play of the day brought to you by the great folks at M-Drive. M-Drive supplements for driven guys supporting healthy testosterone. And the drive to get things done. Try M-Drive for $5. Text Dan to 55,000. Feel good, accomplish more. That's text Dan to 55,000. Get your first order, $5. Message and data rates may apply. And there was a moment where it was one of those, wait, what did they just do? There was an onside kick by Nebraska, and they had just taken the lead. And I thought, timing's interesting. They didn't recover, and they didn't recover. Big picture. Here is Scott Frost, Nebraska head coach, on the onside kick.
I made that call, so that's on me. At that point in the game, I thought all the momentum was on our side. I thought if we got it, we could end the game. Like, we had a really good chance of winning the game, and I felt like maybe we were the better team. And you can't really foresee them scoring 14 straight and us sputtering after we'd played well to start the second half on offense. So, again, those are excuses. If I had it over, I wouldn't make the call.
Well, that's obvious. But Northwestern rushed for over 200 yards against Nebraska. We do remember the time when Nebraska just manhandled people. And if I would have told you, go back to the 80s, hey, you know, there'll be a day when Nebraska gets roughed up by Northwestern. Anybody old enough to remember when Northwestern used to be, oh, they were always on the other end of those lopsided scores. It'd be 55 to nothing. Oh, who'd they beat? Northwestern. Northwestern was, and you know what? Pat Fitzgerald's done a wonderful job there, because you don't feel like that's, there were certain schools growing up where they were always on the other end. They were always the team you wanted for homecoming, and Northwestern was one of those. It's like, who do we got this year? When, got Northwestern. Yes, that's a win. That's a win. All right, some phone calls here coming up. Did we decide on a poll question, Seton?
We did, as a matter of fact. Okay. We put one up, Dan, just for clicks. Just let's see who's winning NFC East.
All right.
Right now, the Giants, okay, have 5.2% of the vote. Okay. I'm just saying. Okay. All right. Commanders are at 7.6. Overwhelming favorite right now, 57% is the Eagles.
All right. I mentioned this last week, and people were surprised that you could actually bet on this. This, according to DraftKings. Like, if I said who's going to have more wins this year, the Buffalo Bills or Alabama? I think Tampa Bay Buccaneers and was that USC? I think there's one other one in there that that was interesting, like Georgia football and I'm not sure, Green Bay Packers, something like that. I got a few more of those. Oklahoma. The Dallas Cowboys, Texas A&M, Arizona, Green Bay Packers, Georgia, Kansas City Chiefs, Clemson. Those are fun because you can see everybody's going to be hovering around double-digit wins, although the Cardinals, Arizona Cardinals and Texas A&M, that might be 9-9. Yeah, Paulie.
I think I'm most curious the whole season about USC football. The new coach, the new quarterback, and maybe
new wide receiver.
Yeah, the wide receiver. They start with Rice, then at Stanford, which could be tricky. Mm. But then Fresno State, Oregon State, Arizona State. On paper, looks like it could start really well.
What happened to David Shaw's star, his rise? Because it felt like he was on his way toward the trajectory was. And I remember I had USC alum saying, you know what, we should hire David Shaw. And then I was told by a college football source, David Shaw has peaked. And what you find is how aggressive are you when it comes to recruiting? And with Stanford, you might have to do it in a different way. It might be tougher with recruiting. But a lot of times you'll find coaches get to a certain point. Do they still have that enthusiasm to recruit? Do they have that energy to recruit? And that's what college football is all about. Now it's the transfer portal. You know, can you get players to come to your school? Can you get them in your school? You know, the academic part of this. But make no mistake about what's going on. A current college coach told me over the weekend, I don't care what you're like when you're coming out of high school. I don't care what, you know, once you get to college and let's say you have a great freshman year, now I'm interested in you or your sophomore year. I'll take you after your junior year. But now is when I'm interested in you because you've proven that you can play and I'll in the transfer portal, anything's a possibility. Yeah, Paul.
In 2010, Harbaugh was 12-1 and left, went to the NFL. Then David Shaw took over, 11 wins, 12 wins, 11, 8, 12, 10, 9, 9. Then it went downhill. In 2019, they're 4-8. Then that abbreviated season, 4-2 in 2020. But last year, 3-9.
Yeah, I know.
He does a lot of media, and he's very well liked.
Yes, he is. And he's been a great guest on this show, and I know that he helps ESPN post in the postseason with college football as an analyst. And maybe that's where his future is. But, you know, this is a source who told me a couple of years ago David Shaw had peaked. Because I said, what about David Shaw to USC? And he goes, you still have to be hungry. You got to be a young man going after it. You got to recruit. That's what it's all about. Yeah, Paul.
And some coaches jump as soon as they start cooling off. If you go back to, remember Jimbo Fisher's last year? Jimbo was cruising at Florida State. 10 wins, 11 wins, all that good stuff. And then he had that 5-6 season in 2017. Jimbo Fisher, before he cooled off, ran over to Texas A&M, which needed a coach, got paid big time, and righted his career.
Couple of phone calls here. John in Florida leads us off. Hi, John. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. I got a best and worst for you this weekend.
All right.
All right. Best of the weekend. College football is back. I know it's week zero, but I forgot how much I missed a late night Hawaii kickoff. Great day of football. The Miak Swack Challenge was definitely a great game. And then worst of the weekend, for the first time, I tuned into an Apple TV Plus Friday Night Baseball. The on-screen experience was great, but the commentating just wasn't there, so I really hope that Apple can kind of figure that stuff out. I think Friday Night Baseball could definitely be a big product for them, but definitely anytime there's a new format in sports, everyone complains, but I definitely think that the complaints were well-deserved on this one.
All right. Well, thank you, John. Dan in Omaha. Hi, Dan. What's on your mind?
Oh, just calling in after 4 weeks off, calling in with the F1 second.
Oh, okay.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Max Verstappen.
All right. Thank you, Dan. That's Dan in Omaha. I like that. Max Verstappen.
Nailed it.
Yeah. I read a profile. Who was the who's the Formula One star?
Lewis Hamilton?
Lewis Hamilton. Yeah. I mean, it was GQ or Esquire. Had a big photo spread on him. Good-looking man. Great driver. Yeah, Paul.
Those fire suits make you look really good. As long as you're trim enough to get in them.
I know.
Race car drivers.
It's
like being the lead singer of a band.
Ooh,
you can't not be good looking.
Would you rather be a Formula One driver or the lead singer of a popular band?
You got to give me the band. Lewis Hamilton or Adam Levine?
Ooh.
Take Lewis Hamilton.
Well, you're not an Adam Levine fan.
I think I'd rather listen to Lewis Hamilton sing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Watch Adam Levine drive.
Seton.
Man. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Come on. Some positivity. Let's go.
Positivity
Come on.
Monday.
Here we go.
Let's
Come go. On. Yeah. All right. Here we go. 1 hour in the books, 2 more to go. I think. Dan Patrick Show. One more item. We close out hour one. Did you get a good night's sleep last night? Not quite sure. Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because every great day starts the night before. Biggest sale of the year. Take advantage of this. All smart beds on sale. 50% savings on a 360 limited edition smart bed. Great time to discover adjustable comfort for the both of you. And they got Sleep IQ technology. That will help you monitor how you get better sleep, more sleep. How about this? Sleepers who use the 360 smart bed technology enjoy 28 minutes of more restful sleep per night. Add it all up over the course of a year, 170 hours per year. Sleep comfortably, and your wallet will appreciate that. Sleep Number, biggest sale of the year, all smart beds on sale. Save 50% on that limited edition smart bed only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com/Patrick.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God.
Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying 4th season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.